It's Monday, May 12th, 2014. Thanks for tuning into this special The Smiths and Morrissey episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
When in this charming car, this charming man, why pamper life's complexity when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat? I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. I jumped a pantry boy who never knew his place. He said, return the ring. He knows so much about these things. He knows so much about these things. He knows so much about these things. When in this charming car, this charming man, why pamper life's complexity when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat? I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. Na 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 na. This charming man. Na 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 na. This charming man. Na 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 na. This charming.
About this.
Oh man, what a great way to start off this here special episode of the show that's all Smiths and Morrissey music. That's right, that right there, the Reborn Identity did a mashup there of the Smiths and Lana Del Rey to come up with This Charming Video Game. Of course, the mashup is This Charming Man by the Smiths and Video Game by Lana Del Rey. And pretty incredible how well those two things go together, I've got to say. That's a really nice little stir in the pot there. Very good. You can download that for free from the internet. Look for links to that and everything I talk about on the entire show at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, so we're doing a Smiths and Morrissey episode. Why? Well, because I like the Smiths and Morrissey a lot. And I feel like every so often, I feel like there's this like swell, like every few years, it's like, oh my God, there's a new compilation of bands covering Morrissey and Smith songs, or, you know, maybe he's got a new album coming out, or maybe he's going on tour, or maybe it's just something in the water. And every time I go out, I hear Smiths and Morrissey songs, and I don't know why that is. There's no new compilation, there's no new album, it's nothing like that. But I have noticed that, like, I can't seem to eat out or go to shows or anything without hearing Smiths and Morrissey played at the venue or at the restaurant, whatever. I feel like I'm hearing them all the time. So it seemed like, what the hell, I've been wanting to do a Smiths and Morrissey episode forever. I'll just go ahead and do it now. Now is as good a time as any. So we're going to start off with a couple of lesser known, I think, Smith songs. So, you know, these are not please, 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 let me get what I want kind of songs. These are maybe less heard. So the first one we're going to hear is Unlovable. It's from the Louder Than Bombs album. And I love it. It's such a good song. As unlovable as he may think he is, I think the song itself is very lovable. And then after Unlovable, we're going to hear Gene from the This Charming Man EP from going back in the day, though they've re-released a lot of the stuff on compilations and things. So you can get that on the Complete Smiths on, you know, iTunes and stuff like that. So check it out. The Smiths with Unlovable and then Gene. Where else but right here on this special The Smiths and Morrissey episode of The Sounds of My Head. On the outside,
just a fairy tale. And I don't believe in magic anymore, but I think you know, I really think you know, I think you know the truth, joy. I think that you know, I really think you know, I think you know the truth, joy, that we tried and we failed, that we tried and we failed, we tried and we failed.
Anymore. The one that you love.
right, let's catch up. After the Smiths back there, we heard Holden from France. Always been a big fan of that band, and they released this L'Essentiel record a few years ago, a couple years ago now, I forget. Anyway, and it had a cover of The Boy with a Thorn in His Side on it, which was actually a pretty good cover. I thought that was one of the stronger... I'm just going to tell you right now, even though the show has mostly covers, the covers are not usually as good as the originals. Like, and that's, I guess you could say that's always true, but I think it's especially true with the Smiths. I don't know, something about Morrissey's voice and whatever, and everyone who tries to emulate his voice a lot of times, I'm not playing many of those sorts of covers where people just do their best Morrissey when they're singing. But I feel like, I don't know, there's a little something, you know, magical about his songs that the covers never contain. So just a warning, even the good covers, which I think that Holden one is among the best I'm playing on the show, and even it, it's like, you know, not as good as the original, obviously. It's, you know, it's a good song, but whatever. Okay, after Holden, we heard Lucksmiths. They're from Melbourne, and I think they disbanded a few years back, which is too bad because they were around for a while. But Lucksmiths, I think we're always kind of inspired by the Smiths even, so it seemed appropriate that they would do a Smiths cover. They did There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. And then from the same collection, we heard The Young Tradition. They were like a joint project by a guy from California and a girl from Sweden. And we heard their version of the songs Sheila Take a Bow. Both of those are from the compilation Romantic and Square Is Hip and Aware, which you can get off Amazon now, like as a used, you know, CD or something. So you can check for that. Okay, up next, we're going all the way to Glasgow, Scotland to hear the frontman from Franz Ferdinand do a cover of Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want from an Argentinian Smiths compilation, which unfortunately seems to be out of print. So sorry, I don't know how you can get this. I looked around a bit and couldn't find anywhere where you can buy it anymore. So sorry about that. But he was going by the moniker Caralia. So the Caralia is the name of the band. And we're going to hear Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want from this 15 Minutos con the Smiths record. So here we go right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Good times for a change. See the luck I've had would make a good man bad. So please, please, please let me get what I life I've had to make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get my one. Lord knows it would be the first time. Thank you.
has changed us, lands on your hands and on your face and on your face.
Enemy number one, the meat industry.
Today on the news, there was a story that 27 million cooked chickens have been recalled, which is the biggest recall in US history because they're lethal to humans. If they hadn't been recalled, it could have killed 80 million Americans.
The views of the most vocal vegetarian in pop music are typically uncompromising.
It's really on the same moral level as child abuse. It's the same thing. Animals are like children. They look to us for protection and we should protect them. I really feel quite smug about mad cow disease and foot and mouth and so forth. And I just think, well, what do you expect? People have been saying it for years.
I don't think that in, you know, the year 2003, you can actually realise what an outrage he caused by calling an album Meat is Murder.
The amount of times people have said that it was Meat is Murder that converted them, I mean, it's astonishing. I've met many people, and that's why that song's so important.
This beautiful creature must die. This beautiful creature must die. A death for no reason, this death for no reason is murder.
It's all just abuse and it's all human evil. Which is why I think the royal family are evil, because they enjoy fox hunting. These are despicable people. And Charles, above all, has no intelligence whatsoever.
I've never intended to be controversial, but it's very easy to be controversial in pop music because nobody ever is.
What? punctured bicycle on a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me yet? When in this charming car, this charming man, why pamper life's complexities when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat? I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. Never knew his place. He said, return that ring. He knows so much about, he knows too much about these things. And I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. Right,
after the Caralia back there, we heard 10,000 Maniacs from Jamestown, New York, doing a great cover of Every Day is Like Sunday, one of my favorite Smith songs, and of course, a really great version, probably one of my favorite 10,000 Maniacs songs. I just think that's a great song, really well done there. And I pulled that off the Candy Everybody Wants EP, which I bought on CD 20-something years ago, but of course is out of print. So if you want it now, they've conveniently released a Rarities B-Sides collection, which you can just get really easily on the internet, and it's actually pretty great stuff. There's a bunch of cool covers and stuff on there. If you like 10,000 Maniacs, which, you know, most of us Natalie Merchant fans, we kind of liked, you know, yes, she's good. All right, after 10,000 Maniacs, we heard La Sera from Los Angeles, California. Great band. It's Katie Goodman's band. Really good stuff. I actually just saw them over the weekend doing a album release party for their new record, which I was able to pick up a little bit early at the merch table. Pretty good. I feel pretty good about that. But I'm going to talk about that on a future episode of the show. So anyway, La Sera right there. She did a cover of What She Said on a really pretty decent tribute record called Please, 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 a tribute to the Smiths, which is one of the newer collections of Smith songs that's come out more recently, and it's pretty good stuff, too. So if you like that song, if you like listening to other people cover Smith songs, that's a pretty good place to start. Very attainable, more attainable than a lot of these older out-of-print compilations I'm putting stuff on from. So yeah, look for that album if you like that song, and pick it up. After La Sera, we heard Stars from Montreal, Canada. They did This Charming Man on the Saturday Sessions, the Dermont O'Leary Show. I think it's like a BBC thing, probably a bunch of live sessions or something they recorded. That album is also out of print, but you can get it used on Amazon pretty cheaply. So there's that. All right, time to finish up this here Smiths and Morrissey episode of the show with some Morrissey. That's right, we've been holding out long enough. Time to get to the contemporary stuff. You know, now the Smiths is also the 80s. We're going to get to some new Morrissey from 20 years ago. So I'm going to put on two songs from his totally unobscure album, Vox Hall and I. And I love Vox Hall and I. It's one of my favorite Morrissey albums. Came out in 1994. I bought it. I was like on a trip or something in London, and I bought that album at, like, you know, the Tower Records and Piccadilly Circus or something like that. And I probably spent like $40 on it, thinking back at how expensive everything was. Anyway, really great. I just love this album so much, and we're going to hear two of my favorite songs off of it. First, The Lazy Sunbathers, and then we're going to finish up the show with what seems like maybe the most Morrissey of all Morrissey songs, The More You Ignore Me, The Closer I Get. So here we go. Morrissey finishing up this Smiths and Morrissey episode of the show with The Lazy Sunbathers and The More You Ignore Me, the closer I get.
Yeah, and let me in. guess. Why you're asking for it? Ah, the closer I get, the closer.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Big Mouth Strikes Again, as covered by the Rockabye Baby Lullaby series. I also talked over This Charming Man and How Soon Is Now by the Vitamin String Quartet's tribute to the Smiths. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can also find links to find me on social media. And you can always email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.